Okay. Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 122 of Zero Carb Journal. And I'm Matt, as always. And good morning, you guys. How are you? Happy Easter. Hope you guys are doing great. Hope you're having a really good day and week and staying home and staying safe and doing okay. Hope you guys are all able to get all the food you need and everything else. So I'm trying this again a little later today. I don't know if that's better or worse. It's harder for me, for sure. I definitely woke up this morning ready to do my journal, and then I went and did some work and some other stuff, and so I might not be quite as focused. Not that I'm usually all that focused, but so here I am. So I can't tell if this is working. YouTube is so... Part of it is I need a better monitor, but YouTube is difficult. You know, I've been taking this to Twitch on Tuesdays, and it's so much better for this kind of stuff. The chat is so much more interactive. But at any rate, here I am, and I hope you guys are good. And I, like I said, I can't see it. If you type something in the chat, I can maybe tell if you're here or not. But otherwise, I probably can't. I'm going to click away really quick and just see if I can get any more info here. It looks like it's not smooth and super street. It's not streaming super smoothly. So hopefully it's working. But I'm going to keep trying on this project. I'll probably go back to regular videos for my Sunday journal here if I can't get this to stream more smoothly. But I still have just a little... I'm still hopeful that when I get my real computer going... that will have a little better connection because I can actually plug it in instead of right now I'm just going over the wireless. So anyways, I hope you guys are good. Hope you had a great week. My week has been great. I've been feeling really good. Diet wise, I've just been staying the course, just eating ground beef. So as you guys know, I ate all my cows in my freezer. And so I've been eating Costco ground beef for the last almost a month, I guess. And I'm settling into it. It tastes great to me now. I haven't had any sick nights this week anyways. And yeah, feeling good. So I cook two of their little blister packs. They're a little, I think they're a pound and a third each. And I cook two of those a day, and I've been eating that a day. So about probably, you know, a little more than 2.5 pounds or so. And I got to tell you, I'm every day now, I'm sort of ending the day a little bit hungry. So I think that it's not quite enough. I'm not willing to cook that up third one yet, but I might have to. But at the same time, I might be, I'm going to wait and just do this for a few more weeks and then weigh myself and see if I'm not eating enough, and whatever, we'll see. But I guess it's a little different than what I usually do because I have a little more strict portion control in the sense that they are just always the same amount. You know, normally I'm a little more varied. The frozen beef that I was getting or that I, you know, my own cows, it came in roughly 2 pound packs, but they varied quite a bit. And so I would just kind of cook as much as I could in one time. These ones, that is about the max that I can fit on my flat top, is that 2.5 pounds. But anyways, whatever. Like I said, I think part of it was that in the past I was eating my 2 pounds of beef and then like some bacon or some salmon or something else along with it usually in a typical day. And at this point, I'm not doing that. I'm just eating the ground beef. So feeling pretty great with that simple, you know, diet with no variables. But again, like maybe just getting a little hungry. So I don't know. I'll probably stick with it, but... But yeah, so quarantine has been just fine for me. I hope it's okay for you guys. I know it's really difficult for a lot of people. For me, it's not very different than what I normally do. So I've been really enjoying my time here on my farm, just puttering around. Really, actually, I say just puttering around, but making great progress on a lot of goals and personal projects that I've been, you know, haven't had time. So as you guys know, for the last... 18 months or so, I've just been working with job after job after job, and what little break I got, I would take. But I haven't really gone back and refocused on my personal program here on my ranch like I was for so long when I started this journal project. And so this quarantine has been really interesting for me because it really made me realize that that I'd sort of slipped back into just kind of work mode, you know, day to day, get up, go to work, go through the motions, do the routine, and that's fine. But I had made so much progress in those years prior when I had sort of pulled everything back in and refocused on, you know, my goals here. And I was really heading towards financial independence here at home. And then I had that great opportunity to go back into my boat work. So what I'm trying to say is that this last week or few weeks here is really sort of consolidated my focus back into financial independence here at home and my projects here at home that lead towards that. So I've been really stoked. I've been working hard on my future, you know, my stove business, making more plans, built an awesome new wood-fired water heater stove that I'll be selling plans for soon. That's been a goal of mine for actually quite a few years. So I just actually finished it up this morning. And the plans I finished up last night. So I'll hopefully make a video and get that done this week. And among those things is these streams and my stove projects. And I'm looking at my list right now over there trying to see what else I can. Oh, I got a bunch of videos to make. And yeah, anyways, I'm just feeling really productive and feeling good and getting my focus back. So that's been great. So again, I think this is probably, I think my connection is not great. Twitch seems to be able to handle it, slow it down. But I'm not sure if, YouTube handles it very well. So I apologize if this isn't coming across very clear. And like I said, I will go back to videos if this doesn't work, and it doesn't look like anyone's here. So isn't much point in doing a chat if there's no one to chat with. So, I was kind of hoping, you know, eventually I haven't had a schedule, so it's definitely my fault, that we'd eventually get some community hangout going. But I know that on the other end, this thing is really, herky jerky and my connection isn't very good. So that's probably a big part of it's going to limit what's possible, at least until I get over and get my other computer connected. But, so let's see what else from a zero car perspective. Not much. My cows, boy, it's been such great weather here. We're getting a ton of grass growing. So I've been moving the cows around and kind of looking at my fences. And yeah, I'm looking forward to taking a break from that. But at the same time, I'm a little apprehensive about letting go of my own food security. So I'm definitely going to put those cows in the freezer. But I imagine I'm going to keep looking at Craigslist and just pricing next year's cows, and who knows, maybe I'll jump on that sooner rather than later. We'll see. But yeah, I did go back to work, by the way, this week for just a single day. It was yesterday. They called me back in. They are going to push up their deadline day and try and finish that boat and get it on a barge to Alaska so it can catch some fish for us. So I went in and did some work there. It was nice to see the guys again. Everyone's doing pretty good there. There's a small crew still working away trying to finish that fishing boat. And I was at first apprehensive to, you know, I've been staying so close here. It was sort of like, oh, I don't want to go out and about. But it felt good to go out and see the guys. But for the most part, I've just been staying put and doing my best to do my part here. So, yeah. So I hope you guys are good. I hope it's relatively peaceful where you are. Hope you're enjoying a nice Easter. I am going to spend the next week kind of, like I said, refocusing on my goals, trying to finish up my stove stuff and my video stuff, and kind of clear my plate for my next big push this summer, which I think is probably going to be, you know, obviously I need to stay home. So I think I'm going to sort of reevaluate some of my property line, you know, fencing and barn sort of layout. And as I head towards getting rid of the livestock, try and sort of streamline my program and make it better for the future. So I kind of am setting aside this summer. I know I'm probably not going to be traveling much. So I'm kind of setting it aside to sort of refocus my energy around here and give this place some upgrades. And as well, focus on myself and try to get my health, you know, keep it going. I'm going to refocus on workouts and then try and figure out a way to make a living. I'm skeptical that I'm going to go back to work on the fishing boats. So while I'm staying optimistic, part of my motivation is definitely, you know, motivation on all these projects is definitely looking for some other things to do, means of making an income. So I'm going to keep pushing and keep moving forward, keep progressing, and I hope you guys continue to do the same. Hope you stay the course and make some progress. This is all, you know, this journal has been so important to me, you guys, and your comments and support have been awesome along the way. So thank you so much, as always, for listening and watching. And I think that's enough for today. So I think I'm going to wrap it up here. And I will do this again next week. I'll probably just come back with a video next week and then leave my live streaming over on Twitch. So if you guys want to join in, I'll be streaming Carnivore Chat on Tuesday afternoons about 2 p.m. Pacific time on Twitch under Zero Carb Journal. So it's pretty fun. We had a pretty good time last week and the week before. Small group so far, but growing, and it's really interactive. So I'm really enjoying it. So hope you guys will join me there. And I'll come back here and keep doing the journal. And if there's anything, and you guys have any ideas about how to, what I can do to offer you guys some more entertainment or information, let me know. I'm going to refocus this summer and kind of, you know, restructure a little bit both my YouTube channels and both of my sort of creative outputs here, and I'd like to be able to provide you guys with hopefully some more content and info and whatever. So yeah, keep me posted on how I can do that, and if you would like me to keep doing chats here, if there's a better time, let me know, Robin. I know you sleep in a little later. I know everyone's probably at church today who goes to church. And but I can adjust. I can do my journals early in the morning, and then we could do a chat here on YouTube if people are interested at some time, whenever was good for everybody. But come check out Twitch if you're interested. It works pretty well, and it's been fun. So, all right, you guys. Well, that's enough for today. I'm going to go and enjoy my Sunday. Hope you guys have a great day. Have a great week. Stay the course and make some progress, and I'll come back and see you next week, and we'll check in and do it again. All right, you guys, have a good week. Thanks so much for listening and watching. I'll see you next time. All right, see you guys.